Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, boys and girls, thank you for being with us. We've got a very big show for you on this Saturday night, and it's been a busy week. There's no doubt about it. I don't know if you stayed up late Tuesday to see what the results were. You know, it's very odd to me that we can count millions and millions and millions of ballots in states like Florida and Texas and New York and California relatively few hours. And yet Arizona can't count all of their ballots in like a whole week. It's just very strange. Anyway, glad you're here. Kevin McCullough, very happy to have you with us. I've got a special show tonight. It's special for a couple of reasons. One, if you are a fan of The Chosen, which has been viewed by more than 4 million viewers on planet Earth. It's crazy how many people have seen this show, but you've never had a chance to go behind the scenes. We're going to do that tonight with the director and one of the actors, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm actually going to a red carpet event for them this week in Atlanta, and we'll have a bit more coverage of it for you in the days to come. But huge beginning of season 3 is starting. And check this out. So everybody's been talking about the launch of the next season of Yellowstone, which is the Kevin Costner cowboy drama. On Roku, I think this is what Dallas Jenkins told me. On Roku, The Chosen is number 5 on the most searched list of shows, of which Yellowstone, I think, is 3. So it's crazy the popularity that this show has had and is enjoying. But if you've never seen it, stick around. It's super well done, and it was all crowdfunded. It was all done by people that just believed in the content and wanted it to get made, and they did it. So they paid for it, and they produced it up, and it's going to be an amazing thing. But the other thing that I'm doing tonight is because I'm quite concerned. We have on our list about 73 names of women that are in slavery in northern Sudan that our friends at Christian Solidarity International are working to get out. And we need to supply their freedom. We started out the year with 192 women that we knew about, and we have tonight about 75 to go for the year. And we're running out of weeks. We're running out of time to get it done. So I'm very pleased that we've had somebody step up tonight and tell us that however many women we can liberate tonight, they will match that person for person up to a certain amount. But we've got a great opportunity right now to do twice as much with that one-time gift of $250. Now, if you've not heard me explain what the slavery redemption program is, the Christian Solidarity International has worked in Sudan and South Sudan for the last dozens of years. And before the Civil War, there was already slavery being taken. Northern Arabs would come down from the northern regions, raid the Christian villages, and take basically women back with them, women and children. When the Civil War was underway, that intensified. And by the time the global powers helped settle the Civil War between the Sudans and create South Sudan, there were more than 185,000 women that had been taken into captivity in the North. There are about, because of the efforts of Christian Solidarity International and private citizens like you, there are about 35,000 left. But CSI is the only group that's working on this. And every year we liberate a few hundred. But when there are a few thousand, the task seems daunting. So tonight, we've identified 75 additional women that can be liberated this year. But we need your help to do that. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. You can also go to the website, bringherhome.org. Bringherhome.org is a place where you can just go and give your gift to CSI and make this happen. Now, what does the $250 do? Well, the main negotiation ploy to get the slave freed is an exchange of a vaccine for their cattle in exchange for the life of the slave. So your gift will pay for that shot of Novitium for the slave master's cattle. And in exchange, they'll liberate that slave and give that slave their freedom. But that's a very small portion of the $250. The rest of the $250 goes to supply what's called the Bag of Hope. And it is everything that slave needs when they get back to their village in Sudan, after a time of recovery, after a time of counseling, after a time of medical attention, they get to go back to their home. And that Bag of Hope will give them everything they need to live their life. A year's worth of grain, another year's worth of seed to grow more grain, a she-goat to have milk and cheese and do a little bit of commerce with, have other goats, etc. There's all kinds of utensils to fish and cook and do those types of things. And there's even some rudimentary shelter, tarp that you can make a tent out of and that sort of thing. But it's an amazing gift for this slave who's had nothing for most of their life. Some of these slaves have been in captivity for up to about 30 years. So you're doing something really, really amazing for their lives. And the McCulloughs, we liberate a slave each month. We believe so strongly in this that we give a monthly gift of $250 to CSI. I would beg you to consider taking that challenge. I would challenge two or three people tonight to say, you know what, we can do that. But would you at least consider liberating one if you can't do that? Two gifts of $125 or 5 times 50 or 10 months times $25, whatever it is, that when that adds up to $250, you will liberate a slave tonight. And we desperately, desperately need to get these 75 women out. The way the process works is the retrievers is what they're called, come up from South Sudan and they identify slaves and where they're at. And upon very careful inspection, they then approach the slave master and begin the negotiations. We are aware of 75 women that could be liberated this year if we just simply make the effort to do so. And I'm begging you, please help us tonight. It is very, very important that we get this done. Imagine the Christmas gift. Most of these women are Christians. Imagine the Christmas gift they receive if they get to go home by year's end. What a tremendous, mind-blowing thing, because they will tell you they just have lost all hope. Some of these women have been ritually raped. Some of them have had their genitals mutilated by their masters because they say in order to be a good Muslim woman, you have to remove any pleasure from sex. Usually that's done with very crude instruments, the lid of a tin can or a rusty knife of some sort. They don't have nice utensils. And on top of that, they force them to abandon their Christian identity. So when they go back to the CSI border camp and they start to get their recovery underway, medical and mental counseling and the rest of it, but they also have people that are able to say, now, do you have a Christian name? Do you remember it from your childhood? What is it? Do you wish to reclaim that? And it's really inspiring to see how these women respond. So many of them say, yes, my name was, and I haven't been called that in this number of years. And then the other thing that they say is, please don't stop until we get all of them, because they are aware of other slaves that are still there. So 888-342-1010. Tonight, a two-hour match. We need you to help us on match night. It's always a big night when we do this. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Or just give a gift online at bringherhome.org. 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 You can give the gift online. It's very safe, very secure. You won't receive, solicitations and other things. It's just an easy way to make the gift happen. And the faster the gift is received, the faster we can guarantee that those 75 women come home before the end of the year. Please help us. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And coming up, that's the good work we're going to do tonight. The other part of tonight's show that you're going to enjoy is discussions about The Chosen television series, the most watched television series that very few people have heard of, but 400 million viewers have watched it. Sounds kind of incredible, I know. But Dallas Jenkins, the director of The Chosen, joins me next. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. There is a move afoot. You may have felt the ground shaking, rumbling underneath you. You probably couldn't if you were thinking, if it was prior to the election. But since we're past all that and we've gotten to the part of the year where now we're not going to talk about that anymore, there's a lot of other great things going on. And one of the most important ones, at least in the media and entertainment space, is season 3 of The Chosen. And on this show today, we're going to have several people that are connected to the Chosen Project in various capacities, some of the actors and so forth. But I'm very, very honored to have the director and creator of The Chosen rejoin the Kevin McCullough microphone. He has had other projects that we have discussed in the past. But Dallas Jenkins, welcome back. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Thanks for having me on.
Every time I see you, you look younger, which is just discouraging to me personally, but... grateful.
Well, that's the reason why I do so much plastic surgery. I want to discourage other people so I can maintain an advantage. So.
That's it. Well, Dallas is father, is Jerry Jenkins, who of course wrote the Left Behind series. And I think that's the second best selling series in all of literary history behind only the Bible, which is kind of a big deal. And he and I used to share offices on the same floor at Moody Bible Institute 150 years ago. That's, you know, kind of a little bit of background here. But Dallas, it is great to have you. You have certainly extended the Jenkins legacy in terms of continuing with great storytelling. And your dad was a writer, but you've always been a visual guy. You've always dabbled with film, done film very well. And now that you've moved into the crowdfunded experience of media and entertainment, I'm curious. I'd really love to kind of pick your brain on how you think things have changed from the time you came into the business until doing what you're doing this year, releasing season 3.
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, when I first was in the business, there were in both the faith space and the mainstream space, there were significant gatekeepers, and you had to please them in order to get through to the next gatekeepers, which were buyers. So you'd have studios or labels or whatever, publishers, and then they had to like it, whatever you wanted to do. They had to like you, they had to like your product. Well, then they also then had to get buyers to like it, which is the Christian bookstore chains or the store chains, the theater chains, whatever it was. And so there were multiple layers between the filmmaker and the consumer, the audience. And so even when something was successful, there was a significant distance between the filmmaker and the audience. Now, two things are happening. One is you can get to the audience directly without gatekeepers. Now, of course, there's still gatekeepers in a sense. And for example, you know, I don't know if most people know this, but like Jeff Bezos owns the highways on which all streaming takes place. So
right.
Anytime you stream something, you have to use those highways. Anytime that you want to use social media to get people's attention, obviously social media is owned by other people. But they are significantly more of an open playing field than it used to be. The second thing is that once you can communicate with your audience or with a potential audience to get them to know about your product, then you can continue that relationship. And oftentimes social media or direct communication via email lists and texts and live streams on social media channels, that deepens the relationship, that deepens their passion for the project. And so that's been a perfect storm for The Chosen, because not only were we able to use direct communication on social media to get people interested in the project in the first place and to get them to like it and fund it, so I was able to maintain total control of the product, which I wasn't able to do in the past, but now that it's been out there and I've got multiple seasons, I can continue to communicate with that audience without many filters and extend their passion for it and deepen their passion for it.
Yeah. Talk to me about the total reach that The Chosen has had in its first two seasons now, beginning its third.
Yeah, I would say, a third party came on board, a professional company that analyzes all this stuff, because we're all over the place. We're in multiple platforms. A lot of people have seen us on social media. Millions of people have seen us in group settings, so it's tough to get the exact number of people who've watched it. But a conservative estimate is somewhere around 95 to 100 million people. And the number of views is close to half a billion views.
Yeah.
That's not viewers, that's views. And that's dramatically increasing with season three coming out, not only because people are watching season three, but new people are coming to season one because of all the attention.
Right.
So that's a quite significant number, and the cool, it's kind of funny, it feels like we're the most famous show no one has heard of. last year, we were the number five most searched project on all of Roku. Like, along with Harry Potter and SpongeBob SquarePants and Yellowstone, we were right there at number five.
Wow.
And a lot of the industry doesn't even know that we exist. The average person on the street doesn't know we exist.
Right.
So it's a kind of a cool place to be in, because we're still able to kind of maintain this subterfuge in a way. But I think that's slowly but surely changing.
Well, even if you have 100 million viewers to date, you know, there's 8 billion people on the planet. So there's you've still got room for growth, I guess, is the way they would put that in marketing class.
Yes.
Now, Alice, let me go forwards. Talk to me about the genesis of The Chosen and what caused you to have this pang to do this project. And not knowing that it would be a success at the time, not knowing that you would satisfy the crowdfunding that you were asking to trust you to do all this with, what was that process? Tell me that story.
Yeah, pang is a good word, because I think pang applies to not only the indication that something is happening, but also the pain, P-A-I-N, of that comes along with it, and that is actually what brought this about. It was my biggest career failure. My movie, The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, came out in January. It was a total bomb of January of 2017. And so I went back to my roots, which are this place of starting from the beginning. The problem had been, though, that I think my motivations and my goals were wrong. They were in the direction that wasn't rooted in the desire to be just in God's will. And there's a truth that was communicated to me by someone who felt led by God to tell me, it's not your job to feed the 5,000, it's only to provide the loaves and fish.
Hmm.
So God took that narcissism away from me that had, I think, plagued me most of my life. The desire for affirmation, the desire to people please, the desire to succeed, the desire to measure, and erase all of that. And my sole goal was to provide the best 5 loaves and 2 fish to God, and if he deems them worthy of acceptance, the transaction's over. The rest is up to him. So I truly got to that place where I had joy. I didn't know, like you said, what would happen with The Chosen. The idea for The Chosen didn't even really come until I was doing a short film for my church's Christmas Eve service on my friend's farm in Illinois, 20 minutes from my house.
Hmm.
It was about the birth of Christ from the perspective of the shepherds. And I knew the idea was interesting. I knew it had never been done before. I knew the idea of a multi-season show about Jesus, where you have the time to develop the characters and the backstory and the biblical context, cultural context, historical context. I knew that that was something I would want to see. I knew that it could be interesting, and it had never been done before. But there was no one lining around the block to do this. Very, very long story short, once the idea was crystallized and a streaming company came along and wanted to do it and raise the money through crowdfunding, which I thought was ridiculous. But I was, when that opportunity came, I was in such a place of surrender and not concerned with the results, not
right.
Thinking whether this would succeed or not. I just knew I needed to do the best job I could to make a show that would honor Jesus in the Gospels. The success or failure really wasn't up to me. I genuinely didn't care about it.
He's Dallas Jenkins. I'm Kevin McCullough. More from The Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Kyiv's forces entered Kherson after Russia abandoned the only regional capital it captured since its invasion began in February. The withdrawal of 30,000 troops was Moscow's third major retreat of the Ukraine war. While it's unclear what Russia's next move will be, the Kremlin said the withdrawal will not change the status of the region, which Moscow has proclaimed part of Russia. Global carbon dioxide emissions from burning fossil fuels are on track to rise around 1% this year, scientists said, warning this would make it harder for the world to avoid disastrous levels of climate change. Democrats inch closer to holding on to the levers of power in the Senate as Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, the party's incumbent, defeated Blake Masters, a venture capitalist endorsed by former President Donald J. Trump, according to the Associated Press. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. We are talking with Dallas Jenkins. That's just part of our coverage of Behind the Scenes with The Chosen tonight. We're also going to speak with Amber Williams, who plays one of the actresses on the big screen of in the story. She portrays one of the important actresses, and she's going to be with us in the next hour. And we've got music tonight from The Chosen. Casting Crowns and Phil Wickham, both touching on kind of different elements of The Chosen in their performances tonight. But those are still straight ahead, still to come tonight. And we are asking you to help us rescue women out of slavery. Please call the number 888-342-1010. Every woman we liberate tonight will be matched dollar for dollar, 888-342-1010. Please call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, Dallas, how does season 3 feel differently than the others?
It doesn't feel any different when I'm sitting in a blank computer screen and I have to come up with season 4. The computer screen doesn't care how successful previous seasons were. And my job remains to please God and to a lesser extent, my wife. And after that, I just can't think about those things.
I find that to be not only extremely insightful in terms of the success of The Chosen itself, but personally encouraging, because I think I went through a very similar kind of moment where I had this picture of who I was supposed to be in talk radio, and kind of, you know, as media was changing and as the landscape was changing and everything was kind of changing all around me, there just came this point where it was like, well, what are you personally called to be and do?
Right.
And since I've just kind of said, okay, that's just what I'm going to be and do, like, it's been a different experience since then. So I can identify greatly with what you're saying there. Obviously, with 100 million viewers and 400 million and plus in views and three seasons, there's got to be a temptation to say, you know, how can we, you know, make this better? What do we need to do differently? I mean, if you watch any evolution of a television series on TV, season one is always definitively the worst one from a technological writing and everything else kind of perspective. How would you say The Chosen has fine-tuned itself through these three seasons?
Yeah, great question. Well, clearly we've, you know, as our budgets have increased, we're able to do more on a technical level. So I'm not going to pretend that season one has the same amount of toys to work with that we do in seasons two and three, and the sets are a little
Although
bit different.
The costs of toys, even when you started this, have gotten considerably less expensive from
sure.
where they were, even when you broke into the business a few years
sure.
back.
Sure. Oh, sure. Yeah, relatively speaking, that's absolutely true. But our season one budget was probably the catering budget on Game of Thrones, you know. And even now, even season three, the budget was massively lower than most shows. But I will say this. I would resist the notion that season one, in our case, was, and I don't think most people would say this, worse than other seasons, because we've looked at it all along, and this is a really important point. We've looked at this story all along as a seven-season story. Season one was the setup. So there will be people who maybe have a more deep emotional relationship with the characters in season three now than they did in season one, because they know them better. But the season one of The Chosen was intentionally a setup, a gathering. Season two was a refining and a fine-tuning. Season three is now this significant breaking down of everybody. I mean, everyone's got questions, and they're confused, and they're frustrated, and they're experiencing pain and wondering why the Messiah isn't fixing it all. So we've all along kind of seen this as a seven-season arc, and I think because of that, we've so far avoided some of the typical pitfalls of a show where you can kind of change tone. You know, sometimes new writers come on board, and some you'll be watching a show, and then
that's a completely different show.
Yeah, it feels different. Why does it feel different? Well, that's not really the case in our case. Not because we're better than anybody else, just because we are following a trajectory that we plotted out from the beginning. And so it's not like we're just decided, okay, we're going to go quirkier now. No, this is part of the plan.
Yeah. Well, I'm grateful, Dallas, that you are following that calling. Anytime we can get rid of our own narcissism, much less anybody else's, the world becomes a better place. So keep surrendering and staying right there. But thanks for the outstanding contribution to families viewing for the last several years. And best wishes on the success of Chosen Season 3. And friends, if you want to see it, you know, you can go to any number of places where The Chosen is already hosted and be on the lookout for season three as it comes out. Of course, watch.angelstudios.com is kind of the home base for all of it.
Well, yeah, when it comes to watching season three, it's exclusively in theaters for the first couple of weeks, you know, starting November 18th, and then it'll come to the Chosen and Angel apps after that.
Gotcha.
Through December and January. So season three won't be available on other platforms for a while.
Right. Okay, good correction. And yes, get into the theater and see it, see the first couple of episodes there. Dallas Jenkins, congratulations on all.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here, and thank you for those of you that have been faithfully giving to CSI to help see these women and some of their children be returned home to South Sudan, liberated out of slavery because of your generosity. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010 is the number, or bringherhome.org. If you're an online person and you like to do your giving and shopping and everything else online, bringherhome.org. Please go and check it out. All right, Rob Davis is back with me from Christian Solidarity International. And Rob, one of the things that always stands out to me is the urgency with which we need to take action. And that's heightened right now because we can't give details because we don't want to mess up the security or safety of those that are involved in the operation. But there's an opportunity for the remaining people on our list to be liberated, and this time maybe well before the holiday season if we can take care of it right now.
Yeah, we have a liberation coming up, which could potentially be in the next few days, certainly at the very least the next couple of weeks.
We probably won't know about it till it's over, which is the safe way to do it.
They never tell us that. I just caught word that that one is imminent. What that means, we don't exactly know, but we know it's very soon. So I know you've had a challenge this year to free what was it,
192.
Thank you very much, and I know we've got about 77 left.
Yeah.
And if your listeners respond tonight, we can allocate those resources and get her done, if you will.
So 888-342-1010 is the number. Don't delay, friends. You've heard me talking about this for probably most of the year. A bunch of you always decide you want to participate in the final portion of the year here, kind of as a Christmas present to these slaves that we're liberating. Why not just do that now? Just act on it now and be part of this liberation that's just around the corner. 888-342-1010 or bringherhome.org. Now, Rob, go ahead.
Can I just take a minute, too? Kevin, I want to acknowledge, you know, this has been a hard year, hard couple of years, but this year has been a particularly hard year for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, the economy, unemployment, gas prices, grocery prices, inflation. So I want to just take the time to say thank you to everyone who has given, and for those of you who can give whatever you can. We realize it's a sacrifice. We don't take it for granted. Many of you hear from me personally when we have these opportunities and you give. So I just want to say thank you.
Well, that's well said, Rob, and we are grateful for everyone's generosity that have given, and it speaks loudly that already 120 or so slaves have been liberated by those listening right here, paying attention right now to what we're doing. But as we pointed out, there's 77 more, and we can't rest until every single one of them are back. And to that end, one of the most powerful things that I think always kind of cuts me to the quick is when you tell us stories of what the lives of the slaves were really like in captivity, and I know you've got another one.
I do, but you know, let me try something just a tad different. Same, I'm going to do what you asked me to do, but let me show. I've done this before, but look at this woman here, and look at, first of all, what a beautiful young lady. Look at that smile from ear to ear. I mean. Would you have?
It'd be hard to believe that she had had a really hard life just looking at that picture.
She has been enslaved for probably about 25 years.
Wow.
Right?
She barely looks 25 years old.
Right? The joy on her face. She's 30 years old. The joy on her face and the trauma that she's been through. Let me tell you a little bit about Alouette Chan Chan. Alouette is 30 years old, as I said. She was out with her father and mother. They were doing some farming and fishing on their property when Arabs came from the north and attacked their village. They were shooting people with guns. She says, my mother held me on her back and ran, and my father was separated from us. Such a common situation in these instances. The Arabs captured my mother and me. My mother was raped by many Arabs.
Mm.
My elder brother was killed by Arabs as he was trying to resist. They shot him dead. I was taken away from my mother and put on a horse. My mother walked on foot. I heard many women and girls screaming at night because they were being raped, including my mother. Mm-hmm. Two men were accused of being supporters of the Sudan People's Liberation Army. They were slaughtered by the Arabs. She goes on to say that she was enslaved. She was doing cleaning. She was doing cooking. She was preparing sorghum. She finally was reunited with her mother. They were given separate cups for drinking because they're considered really less than animals, if you will, by their masters. As I grew up, my Arab master's son repeatedly raped me. I have two children with him.
Mm-hmm.
He moved away to another village. I left my mother with the Arab master. I did not know anything more about her. My children were not allowed to stay with me, and I cannot speak to them. I escaped when she met the Arab retriever, and she was brought out of slavery. She's happy to be back in South Sudan. She says, I'm still crying for my children that I left in Sudan with my Arab master. Please pray to God to help me bring them to me one day. But you saw her face.
And yet, despite that, she has this smile. And that is just truly, truly remarkable. Friends, someone listening gave a gift that made that happen.
Mm-hmm. Someone listening heard a story similar to Alouette's and said, I want to be a part of it, and responded first in their heart and said, I need to do something. And then they took the actual steps of calling the number or going online and giving the gift. Here's the number, 888-342-1010. There are 30,000 more Alouettes that need to be liberated. There have been 150,000 liberated already, but there are still at least 30,000 more that need to be. And your generosity right now creates that opportunity for one of them. One will be liberated for your gift of $250. It's a one-to-one return. I would challenge you, if you are capable to consider doing a slave per month. The McCullough family does a 12-by-12 challenge where we do 12 slave liberations a year, one per month, and that just comes out of our bank account, and we just bless it in God's name. We just say go and make it happen. Friends, you could do the same, and you could be an enormous hero to many of these women that have lost all hope. They don't see any reprieve coming for them, and yet there it can happen, and it will happen. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. You can give online at bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org, but we need you to go right now. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Ladies and gentlemen, the message of The Chosen is very simple. It is the story of a love that chooses you before you can choose it. Here is Casting Crowns on Radio Night Live.
This is the story of a runaway, no way home and no way out. I threw the best of me away. I had my chance, too late now. Too far gone and too ashamed to think that you'd still know my name. But love refused to let my story end that way. You didn't wait for me to find my way to you. I couldn't cross that distance, even if I wanted to. You came right. Relentless grace would chase this rebel down, crawl into this prisoner's cage, take my hand and pull me out. You knew I couldn't make the change, so you became the change in me. And now I live to tell the story of the God who rescued.
Music of Casting Crowns on Radio Night Live, the New Music Spotlight. The Chosen Season 3 debuts this coming November 18th in theaters. Go see it. Hour 2 is up next.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.